G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 48 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about some of the reasons why dudes or candidates would get kicked off Commando Selection. And I always get a lot of questions about this, especially recently because Commando Selection just began a few days ago. So it's probably a good time to go through it. And I have been through it in the past on different podcasts, but we might as well refresh it. So some of the reasons guys will get kicked off. So if you make it to selection, if you make it past the entry test and you get on selection, you'll immediately have to do what they call the gates, okay? So you got a 3.2K webbing run, which you do on SFET anyway. So you should be good to go for that on selection. However, surprisingly, you'll still get a number of dudes that fail that for whatever reason, all right? Maybe they haven't kept it up. Maybe they're more likely they're just too nervous and stressed on the day. They get that performance anxiety. Anyway, you'll get a bunch of guys fail that, and then you got to do your 20 clicker, and then you'll get a bunch of guys, or you get a few guys that fail that. And you should get a retest. Usually get a retest for the 3.2 and the 20 clicker. All right, but other things to consider once you go through selection, all right, there's a navigation phase that you'll be tested on as well, okay? You'll be tested before you go out on the individual navigation leg. More than likely, you'll get tested before that, and then once you're out doing the navigation leg, which will go anywhere from sort of 3 to 5 days, you'll be assessed on that and how many checkpoints you get up throughout that time period. And if you're not up to standard with the sort of average that other candidates get, you'll get bolzed, okay? So you'll get kicked off after that, after the navigation phase. But other things you'll take into account that you'll get assessed on, you know, you get assessed on your cognitive ability, okay? You'll do different tests, spatial awareness tests, problem solving, memory, all right? You'll do memory games like the Kim's games, things like that. So you're going to get tests on your cognitive ability through certain tests, but also generally over the whole selection process because you're being constantly assessed, okay? And there's no, you know, you don't really get, you can't really be the gray man these days because, you know, the instructors have got notes that they're taking, they got iPads. You're not going to be missed, okay? You're not going to be hidden. If for some reason you haven't been reported on, that's going to come up, and then you're going to get targeted, all right? So you can't really hide anywhere. So you're going to get tested. You're going to be assessed constantly, okay? So you've really got to make sure you go into selection ready, all right? You're going to get tested on things like your environmental skills, okay? So, or how you operate in the environment, such as or certain different environments, such as working at heights, such as in the pool, doing certain scout drills, swimmer scout drills, or even underwater as well. So you need to be comfortable in the water. You need to be comfortable at heights. You need to be comfortable in confined spaces. You're going to be assessed on all of that. Then you've got individual skills, all right? So your military skills, general knowledge, weapons, obviously, first aid, your communication skills, all arms call for fire, your basic infantry skills, such as target indications and the like, obviously nav theory. You also be assessed on things like kit check, all right? So at the start, and I was getting a couple of questions of this in my closed Facebook group, in my Indefatigable course, and guys were asking a question that, you know, the load list they were given, questions were, could I take something that was, you know, not exactly what was written on the load list, but similar. And my answer to that is you may be able to get away with it depending on what the instructor is or who the instructor is at the time, because everyone does a kit check at the start. An instructor might look at that and you might have, you know, a multicam jacket as opposed to a green jacket, all right? And that instructor might say, yeah, no problem. But you might get an instructor that gets onto you about that, all right, that doesn't give you any leeway and looks at you and said, he might say to you, what did it say on the load list? Why'd you fucking bring that jacket? Right? And then he's going to mark you down. So my point is, even though you may be able to get away with something on the load list if it's similar to what they say, just take exactly what they fucking say. All right? Everything's being assessed constantly. So don't start off on a bad foot, all right? Don't start off by getting pinned for something that you easily could have prevented, right? So just take exactly what is told on the load list. But you'll be assessed on that in the kit check. You'll also get a couple of times throughout selection the peer review, all right? Or you know, they used to call it rate your mates, where you'll sit down and you'll have to rate other people in your section, All right. And you will be swapped around, more than likely you will be swapped around sections. All right. So if you have negative reporting from one section, you'll go to another section and, you might get positive reporting. However, if you get a lot of negative reporting from dudes in your team, that's not going to bode well for you. And I would say you're not going to pass. All right. So even if you're, a kick-ass soldier and all the other skills, but everyone thinks you're fuckwit, nobody wants to work with you, that's a massive red flag for the staff, okay? So you're more than likely not going to get through. So you've got to get on with your team. You've got to be an effective team member, and you can't get a lot of negative reporting. You want to get at least neutral reporting, or hopefully positive reporting. Really, that's not too hard to do, I would say. But you got to make sure you do well in those areas. So you've got to have good self-discipline. You can't be the fucking negative dude that's always talking shit or always back chatting, and maybe they think they're funny, but they're just being really negative. I know plenty of dudes like that, or a few dudes like that. So you got to be, show good initiative, you got to be disciplined, you got to help your team out, all right? Not that hard. Then you've got different commander attributes you're going to be assessed on as well, all right? So things like maturity and toughness and teamwork, all right, and integrity, all these kinds of things, okay? And then you got to look at soft skills, okay? So emotional intelligence, human interaction, all right? So how you're able to work with other dudes to meet that common goal, all right? Ties in with the rate of mates, all right? The developing rapport, okay? Understanding social settings and being able to work in that team environment, okay? Other things you'll be assessed on is things like your emotional flexibility, all right? Assertiveness, composure, persistence, leadership, communication, initiative, things like that, okay? So these are all the things that are taken into account, and these are reasons that you might possibly fail selection. So you might get bozzed off, and a couple of times they'll do what they call a board of studies throughout selection, where they'll get together all the staff and they'll go over all the candidates, and if it really stands out that you're not up to speed, they'll fuck you off. All right, so if you haven't done well on the weapons, all the first aid, all the navigation, all the working at heights, all the swimmer scout drills, all these things add up, okay? And they'll say, okay, you blow par on all these, you're not up to standard, okay? So they might get kicked off during one of those bozzes throughout selection, or at the end where they do another big thorough boz where they all sit down for everyone who's finished and they'll go, okay, these people have made it, these haven't, based on all of those reasons, okay? And all of these things that I just went through, all this is trainable, right? You just need to be prepared, and you need to give yourself enough time to be prepared. So if you're going to be doing selection next year, which is in roughly 363 days, something like that, it doesn't start on exactly the same day each year, but if you're doing commando selection next year, you've got under a year to prepare, all right? So you want to be on top of that now. And you want to be, you probably should have already started, but all these things, all your soldier skills, your cognitive ability, your physical attributes, you should be thoroughly on top of that. You should identify what you need to do, where your weaknesses are, improve them now going in to selection, and then you haven't got any glaring weaknesses, and then you're going to be a fucking good candidate, right? And you're going to turn up being the best candidate you possibly can be, and showing the selection staff who you actually are, that you've done the work, that you're professional, that you turn up with the right kit, that you can navigate, that you can work in a team environment, that you can keep your emotions in check, right? And then hopefully get to the end. Well, not hopefully, but, there's always a little bit of luck involved. Hopefully that will go your way, and the more prepared you are, the luckier you'll get. So if you'll turn up, get through, get selected to move on to the reinforcement cycle, and then you obviously need to think about that as well, and the things you can do now to prepare for the reinforcement cycle, right? So if you go on selection next year, you haven't got much time, right? But even if you go in 2024, 2025, 2026, what can you start doing now to prepare, right? And if you need some help, make sure you reach out. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I've got heaps of guys on commando selection this year, and I haven't heard back from any of them, so hopefully they're doing really well, and I'll be doing a debrief, probably some debrief videos after that, after they all get back and it's all said and done, and if there's relevant points, we can pass on. But that's going to be for everyone in my Indefatigable course, so you want to get involved, hit me up, Email me, Reese@operatoredge.com, or visit operatoredge.com/selection, number of different free resources there, and then you can get in touch and we can talk about how I can help you in my indefatigable program. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Hope you got something out of it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.